playoff experience on a roster mean anything, you think? I mean, you guys, you know, new to this playoff situation. Falcons have a lot of playoff experience, obviously the defending NFC champs. Is that a concern at all, not having that kind of at all?
Not having playoff experience. We would like to have more, but we got a lot of football experience. And at the end of the day, playoff, no playoff, we just got to win the game. So, again, I mean, it's a different type of atmosphere, different type things on the line. But at the end of the day, we got to win one game at a time. And, you know, not try to make it too much more crazy. Of course, I've never been there, so we'll see what the heck happens.
What is that like for you preparing for a game like this in this ball club? The anxiety, is there nervousness? Is there the anticipation of Saturday night being here, getting here quicker?
Kind of more anxious, you know, just because, like you said, never been in a playoff game. But again, at the same time, I can calm myself down because it's just football. But it's more just seeing the crowd, seeing how they're reacting, especially in the city of LA, you know, bringing a playoff team back here in the second year. So hopefully we got to show them a lot come Saturday. But, you know, it's exciting, but, you know, don't make it too overwhelming.
You got a lot of believers here now in the city of Los Angeles.
I say we better, you know, when you got a running back like we do and a OC, and well, I can start naming everybody. You know, the team like we do, we better have a lot of confidence around here. But, again, we got a bigger mission ahead, so another week to go.
When you're going up against a former MVP like Matt Ryan, when he's got guys like Julio at his disposal, how important is the pass rush? Does that feel like a crucial element of this game?
Well, the pass rush is ineffective if the back end doesn't cover it, you know, vice versa, you know. So, I mean, like you said, Julio, top-tier receiver, Matt Ryan, MVP candidate, and, you know, they got two running backs who've been explosive like no other. But like I said, you know, we got our defensive call. We know what we're going to do for the most part, and just play what Wade's calls when we're out there, and, you know, have fun. So, I mean, again, I try not to make football more complicated than what it should be. So, you know, stop the offense and give it back to ours, and that's pretty much our game plan.
Pretty exciting for you to finally get a chance to play in postseason atmosphere like this.
Well, it's exciting, but, you know, at the same time, it's like just another football game. For me, I'm a simple country guy. I break it down and keep it simple. The objective to the game is to win, no matter what day it's on, who we got to play. We just got to win, and you know, to keep the nervousness and anxiousness and, you know, trying to have your mind, stop your mind from racing, I think that's the best way to do it. Just keep football and not make it more complicated.